Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Just like that, on the keys of hard bop pianist Cedar Walton with his 1975 song Bittersweet, we arrive into a new episode of Neon Jazz. The Dallas native's mom was an aspiring concert pianist and was Walton's initial teacher. She took him to many jazz performances and exposed him to a wide range of jazz, including Nat King Cole, Errol Garner, Lester Young, and Dizzy Gillespie. He began emulating recordings of these artists from a very early age and ended up attending the University of Denver as a composition major. Soon thereafter, Walton was drafted into the Army, stationed in Germany, cutting short his rising status in the after-hours scene. While in the Army, he played with musicians Leo Wright, Don Ellis, and Eddie Harris. Upon his discharge, he picked up where he left off, playing as a sideman with Kenny Dorham and J.J. Johnson, and joining the Jazz Tet, led by Benny Golson and Art Farmer. In honor of a stellar career, in 2010, he was inducted as a member of the NEA 2010 class of Jazz Masters. Very, very well-received award, and very deserved. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz host, Joe Domino, giving you an earful of good, solid jazz music. Coming to you from the town with the only National Hall of Fame off 18 and Vine here in old KC Mo, featuring musicians like Cat Anderson, Eddie Higgins, Ella Fitzgerald, and much more. Coming up next on this hour of Neon Jazz is an ode to our ailing modern economy from the one and only Duke Ellington with the Wall Street Whale. We'll be right back. Some things simply don't change around here on Neon Jazz. There's yet another warm song in the key of vibraphone with David Pike on the 1962 song Sambolero. The Detroit native learned drums at the age of 8 and is self-taught on the vibes. He also played marimba, particularly with Herbie Mann. His early inspirations were Lionel Hampton, Milt Jackson, and Cal Jader. In the late 60s, Pike's music became more exploratory with a unique voice and new contexts that pushed the envelope, much like Miles Davis. Let's stay in the vibraphone vibe here on this next track on Neon Jazz. Here's Latin jazz musician Cal Jader with the 1978 song Tres Palabras.
Thank you. Cameron Mahari. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Panamanian American jazz saxophonist, composer, and arranger Carlos Garnett with the tune Happy Children's Song off the 1999 album Under Nubian Skies. Carlos initially became interested in jazz music after hearing Louis Jordan and James Moody's music and film shorts. From there, he taught himself to play the saxophone as a teenager and played with soldiers from the nearby United States Army base in Red Tank, Panama Canal Zone. That led to playing in calypso and Latin music groups. Over the years, Carlos has played with the likes of Freddie Hubbard, Art Blakey, Charlie Mingus, and Miles Davis. He shot to the top, didn't he? Up next on Neon Jazz is the very talented sax flute and clarinetist, Mr. Eric Dolphy, with a live lick, 245, featuring Herbie Hancock, off a 2004 release.
Yes, indeed.
Your heart was so great,
You walked right into the trap, and now you're taking the rap. That's the lullaby for losers. So you didn't think twice of their fool's paradise until your bridges were burned. Well, now it's time that you learn. That's the lullaby for losers. What did they all say from the very start? It was a quick and easy way to get a broken heart. But you fell for that scheme, had your heart in that dream, and now you're watching it die. So have yourself a good cry. That's the lullaby for losers. What did they all say from the very start? It was a quick and easy way to get a broken heart. So your romance fell through, and you're lonesome and blue. Well, baby, you're not alone. Just don't weaken and foam. Just because you're all alone, that's the lullaby for losers.
That was American jazz singer and musician Ethel Ennis with the smooth 1955 tune Lullaby for Losers, made by winners. Ethel began performing on the piano in high school, but her natural vocal abilities soon became more prominent than her work on the keys. She embarked on a solo career recording a number of sides for Atlantic Records before the LP debut of the 1955's Lullabies for Losers was released by Jubilee Records. In 1973, Ethel, who is a Democrat, was invited to sing at the re-inauguration of Richard Nixon. Ethel's unusual a cappella rendition of the national anthem shocked some, but inspired many others. It was likely her way of striking a musical arrow at the artery of Tricky Dick. Let's keep the fingers snapping here with the ladies on Neon Jazz. Here's Lady Ella live in Hollywood circa 1961 with the song, This Could Be the Start of Something Big.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking at someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big. You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet, declining a shallot goose, accepting a fig. When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy. Ah, this could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite him in without a second look. You're up in an aeroplane or dining at Sardi's or in Malibu lying on the sand. When you hear bells and right away that this could be the start of something grand. You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking at someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of 21 and watching your diet declining a shot at Bruce accepting a fee. When out of a clear blue sky it suddenly got a bad guy. This could be the start of something big. There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book? But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite him in without a second look. You're up in a narrow lane, a diamond at Sardis, or a Malibu lying on the sand. When suddenly there he is, you want to be where he is. This could be the start of something. This could be the heart of something. This could be the start of something big.
This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was jazz lyricist, singer, and originator of vocalese David Lambert teamed up with Buddy Stewart on the 1945 song, What's This? Lambert spent a lifetime experimenting with the human voice and expanding the possibilities of its use within jazz. His band debut was with Johnny Lang's orchestra in the early 40s. Along with early partner Buddy Stewart, he successfully brought singing into modern jazz along with the Queen, Ella Fitzgerald. As jazz mirrors life, all that beauty somehow merged with the grim reality of it all. Lambert was on the Connecticut Turnpike heading towards New York City to deliver a tape of his weekly WBAI-FM radio program when his car had a flat tire. While changing it, he was fatally struck by a truck and died. He is still seen as one of the best voices in jazz, and rightfully so. Up next on Neon Jazz is the duo of alto saxophonist Bud Shank and tenor sax man Bob Cooper on the 1958 song Dinah. ¶¶
Thank you.
That was Jersey native and jazz drummer Charlie Persip with the 1960s song Right Down Front. Moving us out of this episode of Neon Jazz is a duo of Art Farmer and Donald Byrd with the 1956 song The Third. Thanks for tuning into a show featuring the best from one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and super radio hero, Mr. John Christopher.
Yo!
Let us know what you think about our show. Give us a suggestion at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Business, that's a wrap. Is there such thing as jazz rap?
I don't know if it's a Saran wrap that I haven't ran into before or what, but it eludes me.
Saran jazz. Saran. I like it.
You can preserve it for weeks in a refrigerator. For years, actually.
That's a wrap. Yo.
Yo, let's...
Neon Jazz.